Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, I have here the four states where psychopaths are most likely to live.
Is this like per capita? Because I'm guessing like,
well,
I'm guessing like New York and California are where the most serial killers are, just for the sheer number of
from a quantity standpoint, probably.
No, it's per capita. Okay. So you're talking about I'll just read this to you. It says, scientists have uncovered the U.S. states where people are more likely to have dark traits. They measured four traits, narcissism, Machiavellianism, psychopathy, and sadism across all 50 states. The study suggested that higher levels of dark traits in certain areas may be influenced by unfavorable societal conditions such as poverty, crime, inequality, scarcity of resources. States that enjoy more favorable societal conditions such as higher education and income, better health care, and stronger services.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a lot of psychopaths.
Well, it makes sense, right? Like, bad conditions produce, bad produce.
Yeah, that raises an interesting question of like
nature, nurture.
Yeah. Like, if you're born with a tendency with some psychopathy, but you live in like one of the states that did really well was New England.
Yeah.
You know, versus living in Mississippi. Yeah.
Well, think about this.
Does that never come out?
If you are born and you got a little bit of the silly string chromosome in you, right? You got something a little off, and you come from, a decent enough family, let alone like a wealthy family. Early on, you're probably getting some of these things sniffed out, right?
Like, right.
You know, you're a little bit of a weird kid. But you come from, a decent enough family. You can pay for a little therapy. Maybe you get into it to see a counselor. You're in a good school system that maybe gets you some help, or it's a one-on-one sort of, you get more one-on-one time, right? There's more safeguards. But if you are from the eighth ward in Louisiana or Mississippi, which is, I think, the poorest state in the union, and you come from a bit of a broken home, dad's not around, mom's working three jobs.
Exactly.
And you got a little bit of that in you. Dude, you just get labeled as the dip-ass kid that no one wants to deal with. You're probably flunking out or being kicked out of school early on. And you're left home alone to deal with yourself quite a bit. And, you just spiral. And you would like to think that kid, whether he turns out to be a serial killer or a criminal or whatever, had that big kid been given the same guardrails, that makes total sense that you just have more opportunities to fall through the cracks. I don't think that those areas are producing more of the kids with those sorts of traits. I just think it's way easier for those people to fall through.
So, the four states that scored the highest when it came to devious characteristics, mm-hmm. Nevada.
Okay.
Louisiana.
There you go.
New York. And Texas.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
And they said New York and Texas because you have a stark economic inequality in those two states.
Okay, you got
extreme wealth right next to poverty.
Sure.
And people snap.
Well, New Orleans has that too. New Orleans is my favorite city in the country. I absolutely love New Orleans, but it is the land of the haves and the have-nots. And it is stark. And I'm Manhattan to some of the other boroughs, and I don't know, I'm guessing Texas is more rural versus city living, right? I mean, you get out to some of the small communities in Texas, you're probably dealing with severe poverty.
Except this says extreme wealth right next to poverty. I don't know, it's a huge state.
Yeah.
But the other state, so Nevada, of course, scored high due to its gambling culture, sure, and risky behavior.
Yep.
South Dakota is also high due to high poverty, inequality, poor health care, and limited resources.
Yeah.
Best states, Vermont, Massachusetts, and Maine, They scored the lowest in dark traits because they have favorable societal conditions such as higher education and income, better health care, and strong social services.
Sure.
Okay.
And I'll bet you that way, by the way, that's true across the world. You know.
Yeah.
Places that have good infrastructure. I mean, like, again, it goes back to the simple thing of, I'm guessing good farms with good soil produce good produce. And ones that that don't, I don't think you want to eat those berries.
But you've always heard, like, the Northwest has a high...
Yeah.
Well, suicide rate, you suicide always hear about that.
That's a depression.
But a lot of it's because they say about the weather.
Yeah.
But it's not about the weather as much in these types of things. It's about...
what's around you.
Yeah, like how the state's doing, what it's offering.
Yeah.
What we got. Yeah. So now, to Oregon. California made the list as well because it has some of the wider income gaps in the country.
Yeah.
So you got LA, where there's extreme poverty right next to
extreme
wealthy tech bro.
Yeah.
You know. But they said Oregon, Alaska, and much of the Rocky Mountain states did pretty well.
Hey, look at us.
Because and those scores can be attributed to a confluence of geographical isolation, cultural heritage emphasizing individualism and resilience, and social environments that promote cooperation and adaptability.
I can see that.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, kind of small town.
It's like, true.
You know, I will say that, you know, Anchorage isn't really this way because Anchorage is a modern city, but when you get outside of Anchorage, there is definitely a sense of community in Alaska because you have to. Especially in the smaller communities. You can't really make it on your own.
So we're not so bad.
Look at us. So look, you don't have to worry about us becoming serial killers.
Most of us.
Washington's had a few, though.
You know, they sure have.
We've had a couple famous ones.
Ted Bundy.
Yeah. Green River Killer. That's is that Gary Ridgway?
Ridgway.
Yeah. Here's Green River.
All right. We got to go wrap it up next on The Fan. You know, someone asked, who is the most famous psychopath from Oregon? Because we were talking about the Washington serial killers.
Yeah.
Not that, I mean, I don't know. The serial killer is the quintessential psychopath.
Sure.
Not that they're the only archetype of psychopath.
But it's kind of weird that some end up with, like giant followings and nicknames and stuff, and others
right.
don't. In fact, some of the worst ones you've never even heard of when you actually look up, like, the number of victims and stuff, and they're you know, they never really became, quote, celebrities.
Yeah, so guess how many serial killers are from Oregon?
I don't know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
32. Okay. And serial killer is like what? Three or more? Two, you know, something like that?
Yeah. And
it,
that's right.
And it has to be like repeated victims. It's not like, you know, a mass shooting is a serial killer.
I don't think that's right.
No?
Well.
So if you're a school shooter, you're a serial killer?
No, you're right.
I always thought a serial killer was like a repeat.
Well, let's look it up.
Like a, you know, a repeat sort of thing. Not one of the, you know. Otherwise,
yeah, it's a series of murders.
Yeah, a series of murders.
Often with no apparent motive, typically following a characteristic predictable.
Yeah, you got an MO.
Behavior pattern.
Yeah.
Three or more people.
So we have 32 of them? I don't know one of them.
It's a serial killer is a person who murders three or more people with the killings taking place over a significant period of time in separate events. Okay.
Yes.
So we've got 32 and not one name jumps off this page at me.
No, I can't think of a single one. Now, are these all like kind of in the past, or do we have one that's somewhat recent? I mean, I just
take a look,
I'm trying to think. I mean, I've lived here for the bulk of my life in this area, and I just don't remember reading about an Oregon serial killer.
You've got Keith Hunter Jesperson, Happy Face Killer. this was in the early 90s.
Huh.
He was in prison
Yeah, just doesn't, it doesn't ring a bell.
8 total kills. Dayton Leroy Rogers, the Malala Forest Killer. 1980 slayings of at least 8 women. Randall Brent Woodfield, the I-5 Killer. 1970s and 80s.
Yeah.
Cesar Francesco Baroni.
Just put a little Swigard flair on that, did you?
Sentenced to death in 1995 for killing 4 women. John Arthur Aykroyd, Ted Bundy's Oregon connection, they said. Yeah, I guess he killed an Oregon State student. Mm. Green River Killer, Gary Ridgway's Oregon connections.
Yeah. So, like,
Sebastian Shaw died in prison in 2021.
Yeah, we just don't really have one that's that's kind of infamous.
We really don't.
No. You know, and like I said, Washington has 2. I wonder if Coburg will be, although, I mean, that's Washington/Idaho. But again, I don't even know if that's necessarily, he's not probably not a serial killer because it was all in one, it was one thing. But his name will go down. California obviously has a bunch. Maybe Richard Ramirez, Night Stalker. And again, you got to have a name and there's a, you know, for whatever reason, the media gloms onto one and, you know, kind of makes it a TV movie sort of thing.
All right, Hot Corner's coming up next, baby. So stay tuned for that. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan Tonight.
Ships of Spain, red ships of
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.